Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I had one of the better weekends I have had in a long time, and I hope you had a great one as well, everybody. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Starnes, and we are celebrating Christmas around here, among other things. We're going to get to the drone situation in just a moment, but over the weekend, I had a chance to escape, and I hope you do too. We all need a moment where we can step back and we can escape from the, I don't know, the alien invasion of America, from visitors from another world. We can escape from Joe Biden's clemency policy. I mean, there was just a lot going on over the weekend. But anyway, I went to a couple of shows. One of them at Bellevue Baptist Church, which is one of these massive mega churches in Memphis, Tennessee. And every year, they've been doing this for 48 years, and it's called the Singing Christmas Tree. And they'll have between 25,000 to 30,000 people go to this this event. It really is a beautiful Christmas spectacular. But what I found truly amazed by the quality of the performances and the acting and the singing and the dancing, but it was all leading people to a message about the Christmas story, but also a message about what that Christmas story meant to us in what we call Easter Sunday, what we commemorate on Easter Sunday. It really was a moving message. I'm looking around, there are about 5,000 people in the performance I was in. And it was really fascinating to see such a, and people like to throw around this word a lot, but a diverse crowd. I mean, you had everybody hanging out together. It just reminded me that the one place where people understand the myth of this racial divide is in our church houses, where people of all different backgrounds, all different stations in life were just gathered there to celebrate the reason for the season. Skin color didn't matter. We had blacks, whites, Asians, Hispanics. It was pretty spectacular. And then Sunday, so that was at Bellevue Baptist Church. I hope they keep doing this thing for as long as they possibly can. What a wonderful program. Hundreds and hundreds of people involved. And then last night, Dieter, I invited you. We had the whole Starnes family there and invited you to come over to Germantown Baptist Church for an incredible Christmas performance there last night.
It was incredible. I mean, it was, you know, they really kept it focused around the reason for the season, yet at the same time, you thought it was like, I don't know, Handel's Messiah in Manhattan. I mean, it was the production quality. The best thing about it, Todd, they had an organ. I don't even remember the last time I've seen an organ in a church, much less there be an actual organist that can play it.
So I didn't even know we had one. I mean, it's all of a sudden that organist kicks in and you could feel the seats rumbling. It was like, you know, it was like an earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was remarkable. And I'm sitting here going, man, the amount of talent we have in this area of the nation, you know, and a lot of these kids were up there playing violins like they were, you know, at Carnegie Hall.
Don't forget about the drummer boys.
We
Good
had a full,
God.
Like a,
that was
unbelievable,
incredible.
From Briarcrest Christian School. It was just a lot of fun this
Did it
week.
Put you in the Christmas spirit?
I am in the Christmas spirit.
I can
spirit.
Tell.
I am ready to jingle somebody's bells.
Holly, holly,
I'm
holly.
I'm ready to
jolly.
Deck the halls.
Yeah.
And then I heard about the Nutcracker.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. This is not good. So I don't know about you guys, but if you're into ballet and whatnot, but that's a big deal. I'm not too fond of that. I do like a good, line dance. You know, that's good. Maybe some square dancing.
That's definitely not in the Nutcracker
do the
ballet, though.
Do.
No, that's a different type of dance.
So anyway, the Memphis Ballet, they do something called the Nutcracker, and it's a big deal. Little girls, they always dream about being in the Nutcracker. And so I got this message from one of our listeners. She's a grandma, and she said, I didn't know who else to reach out to. So her daughter, her little granddaughter's in this production, Ben, and it turns out, according to the grandmother and her telling of it, that there was a man, clearly a man, performing a woman's role. I don't know if this individual is transgender. I have no idea. But she said he had facial hair.
Oh, no.
And that's, you know, and it could have been a woman. I don't know. I mean, you know, we don't judge.
So he wasn't playing the rats, because you know that's a critical element in the Nutcracker. You have the rat men. So he wasn't playing the rat men, because that would make sense for the man. You've got the hair, the fur.
Yeah,
no,
this,
he was in
no,
a tutu.
This was, yeah, he was in a tutu. She said he was a man in a tutu. That's how it was described to me. And I'm like, oh, geez, a loo. So the grandmother was really concerned, because she said, this is really not the place for that. And she was afraid to speak out because she doesn't want her granddaughter to be punished. And I thought, for me, that was the bigger story, is that this woman was genuinely frightened about wanting to speak out and say, excuse me, could you explain why there's, you know, a bearded man in a tutu, you know, dancing next to my grandchild?
Mm-hmm.
It's a fair question. And if nothing else, to prepare moms and dads for the conversation, mommy, why was that guy, you know, why was there a man wearing a tutu? And they could, you know, have that conversation, but the parents were not afforded that opportunity. At the Nutcracker in Memphis, Tennessee.
I'm sure most listeners have been to some form of the Nutcracker Ballet. It's a skimpy show. They wear the leggings, the very tight, tight leggings, the undergarments. That's a big part of to make sure everybody's, you know. So the fact that you have a man up there trying to fit it all into what is a tight legging or the undergarments, that's inappropriate.
So
if, in fact, this is true, what's the theater saying?
Well, I reached out to, no, it's
the ballet.
It's the ballet, the Memphis Ballet. And I reached out to them immediately. And we didn't broadcast any of this until I wanted to hear from the ballet company. And here's what they said. Hi, Todd. Thanks for reaching out. As you can imagine, we value our dancers, our school, and our parents. And their concerns are important to us. That said, we have not personally heard of or received any communication regarding any such concerns. And I doubt they would, because I suspect other parents who might be alarmed would be just like this grandma, and they don't want their kids punished. And you know this theater crowd, they can be a vindictive little bunch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, anyway.
For a group that screams tolerance,
they are not very tolerant. So anyway, they go on. They said, we value the privacy, and this is where you have to read between the lines here, because we just asked, is this true? Was there a man who identifies as a woman, you know, portraying? Because ultimately, that if that guy took away a role that was meant for a female,
if this is so anyway,
you got to read between the lines here. But this is how they framed it. We value the privacy and individuality of each of our dancers. We are consciously inclusive of all races, ages, religions, sexual identities, and gender expressions and abilities. Our primary focus is to bring love and joy to all people, as Memphis's professional ballet company, and the Nutcracker is a quintessential piece of that. Well, it's a piece of something.
I
don't know what to tell these moms and dads other than to find, you know, another place to do the Nutcracker if they've got a problem with men who identify as women dancing in tutus.
Well, I mean, your church had a ballet piece in the middle of their performance. I was pretty shocked by that. So you could go to Germantown Baptist if you want that. Here's the thing, Todd, about this. Can you do both? Because what they're saying in this email is very confusing. On one hand, they say that they are going to protect, not only protect, but promote sexual orientation of the cast. On the other hand, they're trying to walk that fine line of protecting young eyes and young ears. So can they walk that line? I don't know.
Well, and if and again, I haven't seen the show, so I have no, I don't know. I don't know the plot line. If anything gets blown up, I don't know. You said there are rats.
There's lots of rats and lots of Nutcracker men. The army troops are the men.
Are
so
they?
Why isn't he playing that?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just telling you what the grandma told us here, and she's very concerned about this. And I'm just confused by the response from the ballet company. But again, it is, if nothing else, it would be good for, you know, the parents of these young girls to know, hey, look, you know, we're all about, you know.
Oh, so you're saying maybe put a disclaimer.
Absolutely.
When you get
That's
your kids signed up for the ballet, there's a disclaimer. Your daughters could be performing right alongside of full-grown hairy men.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
I mean, why not? Just put it all out there and say, you know, if you got a problem with it, maybe this is not for you.
That's the transparency they write about in their email. Put it all out there.
There is some transparency going on there. I can tell you that right now. Interesting. So anyway, I hate it for this grandma because, again, you take your kids and then you've got kids in the audience and they may have questions, you know. So, I think a disclaimer would work for everybody. Don't
Mommy,
be surprised.
Why is that man wearing a tutu?
Don't be surprised, you know, if a... You know, the ballerinas need to shave. I don't know. Or just don't go. But again, you would not know until you got there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all that to say.
Merry Christmas.
I was having a great weekend, and then I get the email from the poor grandma. I feel bad for Granny.
Yeah.
Jeez, hello. All right, can we talk about these drones, ladies and gentlemen? And by the way, what would you tell the parents that are concerned about stuff like this? Because I suspect this is only going to get worse, right? I don't think it's going to ease up. And I'm just curious, do you create an alternative theater space that is actually inclusive of, you know, regular people? I don't know. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. But you're right about that, Dieter. They are not inclusive at all when it comes to, you know, tradition. So let's talk about these drones for a moment. And I've been talking to some folks, a lot of people over the weekend, reached out to a couple of congresspeople off the record, and they have no clue. They don't know what's going on here. But I have a theory, and it's something that I shared with you on day one. And now people are beginning to sort of embrace this possible theory. Now, over the weekend, there had been a report of drone incursions over Washington, D.C. And those drones were not shot down. And as far as we know, there were no fighter jets dispatched to bring down whatever was up there. And that tells me everything I need to know. That tells me that those drones are U.S.-based drones. Those are military drones or one of the three-letter agency drones, but those are our drones. And it can't be the CIA. It's not supposed to be the CIA because the CIA is not allowed to operate on American soil. And some people would argue, well, it was in the air. Okay, granted, but still. So I don't believe these are foreign drones. I don't believe they are alien drones, and I have not believed from day one that they were alien drones from another planet. So if that's the case, if they are in fact U.S. drones, which makes sense because, again, not only is the nation's capital a no-fly zone, it's also a no-drone zone. So if these had been drones from some other country, folks, I mean, even with the far-left Democrats in charge of the Pentagon, they would have to shoot these suckers down. You can't risk having a drone with some sort of a payload flying over the nation's capital. You can't do that. That being said, the question remains, so what are those drones doing and why are they freaking people out? I was listening to a guy who is a long time, and actually I spoke to two different pilots. I go to church with a lot of FedEx pilots, and these guys were telling me that all of the data they've seen and just the observation that these are mostly airplanes we're looking at. There are some anomalies, and there are clearly some orbs, and other things up there. They don't know what those are, but by and large, most of the things that people are seeing are, in fact, airplanes. And that was told to me by at least seven different people that I trust over the weekend. Again, what are the drones doing up there? And I contend that they are either going through tests, they're running missions, they're trying out equipment, or they're actually sniffing out radioactive material. And there have been some reporting out there that there is some missing nuclear material, and nobody knows where it is. I want to go back to something we've been talking about on this program for the past, 2 years now? How many times have we had elected leaders coming on this program and say, Todd, it is not a matter of if, but when we have a major terrorist attack on American soil, and whoever did it came across our southern border. All right. How many times? We have had dozens of lawmakers on Capitol Hill tell us that on this radio program. If we don't know what's coming across that border, we don't know what they could be bringing across with them. And my concern is that we have had very bad actors crossing over our southern border and maybe even our northern border, and they've got a lot of bad stuff with them, whether it be nuclear material, whether it be enough to create a dirty bomb. But it does make you wonder if these drones, and by the way, the drones, they do have the technology to sniff out radiation. And that could explain why, and also heat signatures, which is why they're doing this at nighttime and not during daylight hours. So that could be a theory that people are starting to embrace, is that there are concerns that we could have some sort of nuclear device in our hands here. Nobody knows where it is, and they're searching for it, or they are running through mock trials and tests to see if, in fact, the detection equipment actually works. That's where we're at right now. But I want to open up the phone lines to you because, again, this situation keeps getting bigger and bigger. 901-260-5926. When we come back, we're going to be playing some audio from Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. They had to shut down the airport, the landing strips there, because of drones. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
My Pillow is excited to announce their Christmas extravaganza is finally here. Get this season's flannel sheets for as low as $59.98. They won't last long, so get them while you can. Their famous My Slippers, those haven't been on sale for over a year. Normally $119, but for a limited time, only $59.98. And their six-piece towel sets are back in stock with extremely limited quantities, only $29.98. With hundreds of MyPillow products, there's something for everyone on your Christmas list. From bathrobes, duvets, quilts, down comforters, and so much more. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-839-8506 and be sure to use promo code STARNS to save on all MyPillow products. That's promo code STARNS. Flannel sheets for as low as $59.98 or the six-piece towel sets for just $29.98, but that's not all. They're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2025. Plus, all orders $75 or more ship absolutely free.
Hi, this is Dave in Corpus Christi, Texas. And I think if we really want to find out what's going on with these drones, we have to throw down the gauntlet and we have to tell them, well, if the Democratic government can't tell us what's going on, maybe the Trump government can.
Well, thank you for that. That's Dave from Corpus Christi, Texas. I don't know about that. President Trump, and we're going to play this audio when we come back, President Trump just a few moments ago talking about this and saying the U.S. government and the military know exactly where these drones are coming from. And of course they do. There's no way they don't know. But Trump says something strange is going on here. And for some reason, they don't want to tell people the truth, and he says they should. So we're going to open up the phone lines here when we come back. What do you think is going on here? Are you beginning to believe that there could be some sort of a nuclear threat here, and that's where all of this is leading to? I am telling you, folks, I still believe that Donald Trump and the Trump administration are in grave danger, and I wouldn't I would not put it past the deep state to do anything. All right, 901-260-5926. That's our number. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be right back, America.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by the increasing cost of health insurance? Have you had enough of not having control over your healthcare dollars? Introducing ShareRight, healthcare done the right way. At ShareRight, you're not just a number. You're part of a caring community. And forget about paying excessive premiums. With ShareRight, you can save 30 to 50% compared to health insurance. Think about what you could do with all those savings. But it's more than just savings. ShareRight ensures that you have access to the care you deserve, precisely when you need it. From routine checkups to unexpected emergencies, with ShareRight, your healthcare is our top priority. Empower yourself today by taking control of your healthcare costs. Visit joinshareright.org to learn more and see how much you can save. Visit joinshareright.org for healthcare done the right way. That's joinshareright.org. ShareRight is a program of IHS, one of the fastest growing healthcare sharing organizations in the country.
Back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show, and just a bit of breaking news that President Trump just made. President-elect Trump just announced that he is canceling an upcoming trip to his golf course in New Jersey because of these drones. Let's take a listen to the president.
Can you comment on the drones that are flying around New Jersey ports? It seems like the American people have a big distance.
The government knows what is happening. Look, our military knows where they took off from. If it's a garage, they can go right into that garage. They know where it came from and where it went. And for some reason, they don't want to comment. And I think they'd be better off saying what it is. Our military knows and our president knows. And for some reason, they want to keep people in suspense. I can't imagine it's the enemy, because if it was the enemy, they'd blast it out. Even if they were late, they'd blast it. Something strange is going on. For some reason, they don't want to tell the people, and they should, because the people are really, I mean, they happen to be over Bedminster. They're very close to Bedminster. I think maybe I won't spend the weekend in Bedminster. I've decided to cancel my trip.
Have you received an intelligence briefing on the drones?
I don't want to comment on that.
Do you have any reason to think they're...
Wow. Okay. Some bombshells the president-elect just dropped there. I want to go right away to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our next guest is a Republican assemblyman in New Jersey, Mike Ingemort, and we appreciate you coming on today. Mr. Assemblyman, you just heard the president-elect say, yeah, I'm staying away from New Jersey. What say you?
Thanks a lot, Todd. It's Mike Ingemort. You know, listen, we are here in New Jersey, and we're not leaving. I'm at the New Jersey State House in Trenton at the moment, but I represent a district that includes Chester, where I live, which is just a football throw away from Bedminster and Trump National Golf Club. We're not going anywhere, and what that means is night after night, last night and most likely tonight, we've seen numerous, I'm going to use the word numerous, drones over our homes, neighborhoods, and towns. This has been going on for 4 weeks. We are at the one-month mark here in total darkness and total suspense. We don't know what this is. I agree with everything the president-elect said there when he said that the government most likely knows and they really need to come clean. We've been waiting 4 weeks, and we want that answer.
Well, again, I'm at a loss here. Why somebody from the federal government doesn't step in and give you guys any guidance here at all?
We've gotten none. We did have a briefing from the New Jersey State Police and the New Jersey Department of Homeland Security and Preparedness. Nothing was shared there, Todd, because either they did not have the information or they were unwilling to share it. So, again, I'm in the State House right this very moment. It's all any of the legislators here are talking about it. But it's the blind leading the blind, because none of us know what these drones are, where they're coming from, what they're doing. We just have a lot of nervous, scared residents who want these answers, and we can't deliver for them without the federal government finally weighing in here.
And you've actually seen these? You've seen these drones yourself?
Almost every night since November 18th. That's correct.
The argument is from, and we're starting to hear from more folks from the government, oh, these are just airplanes or balloons. Are you buying that? Are you saying that you have actually seen something that you do not believe it was an airplane?
It's not a matter of my belief, Todd. We have confirmation from Picatinny Arsenal, which is one of the largest military bases in New Jersey. It's where they make the ammunition for America's military. Picatinny Arsenal has confirmed the sightings of these drones, not airplanes, not helicopters, specifically drones. So this is not something where you need to take the word of, my word or any of my constituents or any New Jersey residents. This has been confirmed. And what we've seen John Kirby down in Washington and other members of the administration say is, well, most of them are airplanes, you know, so don't essentially worry about it. My question is, what number of drones above my house is acceptable? Let's say half of them are airplanes, hypothetically. But there are still a handful of drones above my house. Is that acceptable? Should I not be worried about that? Should I not be asking these questions?
Are there any concerns from your fellow lawmakers that we could be dealing with a situation where these, in fact, are military drones, they're our drones, and they're searching for something very dangerous like radioactive material?
That is one of the newer theories that is circulating around. Again, I said it's the blind leading the blind because we just don't know. So, yes, we are doing some speculating and wondering to ourselves if that's what is happening here. I tend to think when the president-elect said this is most likely America's military and not a foreign adversary, I hope and I pray he's correct. Because, listen, if this is America's military and they're doing this operation with some sort of national security, you know, imperative, I think most New Jerseyans would give them a good amount of deference at this point. But if this is something malicious, that's another story altogether, and we are long overdue to start taking these drones out of the sky.
It's curious to hear President-elect Trump say what he just said, that he's canceling his trip. You have to wonder how the folks in New Jersey are going to be reacting to that. You know, if the president-elect's not going to go there, why should I be there?
Well, listen, we have Christmas and the holidays coming up, so we're not going anywhere. We are staying here in New Jersey. This is home, and that's the way it's going to stay. So, listen, this is America's 11th biggest state, Todd. There are 9 million people here in New Jersey. It seems like all 9 million of us are talking about the drone situation. We're not all leaving, obviously. But we all do want answers. That I know for sure. This is across the board. Everyone wants to know what's going on here. We're tired of, you know, going out at night, you know, looking straight up into the sky and seeing these red and white blinking lights with these drones zipping around our neighborhoods.
Mm. Any guidance at all from any sources you might have in Washington, D.C.? I mean, it's the strangest thing that so many people are really left in the dark here.
It is totally bizarre, Todd. I have not seen anything like this before. We have been communicating with our federal representatives, and they are doing their best to get answers. I do believe that. And they have come up empty. So we really do not have any answers here whatsoever. And this is a case of either being caught flat-footed and not knowing what to do, or caught in a situation where the federal government is participating in some type of military exercise and never came up with a few talking points about how to explain this to folks. Hey, just a heads up, America's military is conducting this exercise over the next month. Had they just done that a month ago, if that is in fact what's going on, I think a lot of us would rest easier and we'd stop, you know, demanding more details. But because we have been totally in the dark, totally in the blind for one whole month, this is why people are starting to get agitated. And New Jerseyans, you know, we have a chip on our shoulder on a good day. So we're really getting sick and tired of this.
No, I get it. It's just, again, this is a head scratcher. And especially as long as this has been going on and now you've got the president-elect, I mean, insinuating that it's not safe for him to visit your state. That would cause me concern as an elected leader and as a citizen.
It does. You know, I did hear the clip, Todd. I wonder if it was made in jest. candidly. There was some chuckling going on in the press conference. So I don't know. I don't have enough information to know exactly what the president-elect's decision-making process was. Was he, in fact, scheduled to be in Bedminster to begin with, or was that an offhand remark? I don't know the answer to that. Nevertheless, I keep saying it. We're a month in. We're looking for answers here. We do have a current president, by the way. I appreciate everything the president-elect is saying about this and raising, you know, this to folks' attention. But we do have a current president. President Biden is in the White House for the next 30-some-odd days. This is on his watch. This is something for him to handle for the next 30 days. And I really wish they wouldn't be running out the clock on this situation. Let's get some federal engagement here.
Yeah. All right, Mr. Assemblyman, we certainly appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much, Todd.
All right. There you go, folks. The latest from New Jersey. They don't know. But President Trump does. And I want to go back. Now, you heard the assemblyman there. He said that he thought Trump was joking. I don't think the president will be joking about something like this. But let's go back and listen to the president's comments again.
Can you comment on the drones that are flying around New Jersey ports? It seems like the American people have a big distance.
The government knows what is happening. Look, our military knows where they took off from. If it's a garage, they can go right into that garage. They know where it came from and where it went. And for some reason, they don't want to comment. And I think they'd be better off saying what it is. Our military knows and our president knows. And for some reason, they want to keep people in suspense. I can't imagine it's the enemy, because if it was the enemy, they'd blast it out. Even if they were late, they'd blast it. Something strange is going on. For some reason, they don't want to tell the people. And they should, because the people are really, I mean, they happen to be over Bedminster. They're very close to Bedminster. I think maybe I won't spend the weekend in Bedminster. I've decided to cancel my trip.
Have you received an intelligence briefing on the drones?
I don't want to comment on that.
Have you been doing it?
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. So you can decide for yourself if the president was joking. I don't think he would joke about something like this, but I believe the president is right. The government knows exactly who's doing this, and so does the White House. And the question is, why isn't the current president of the United States, Joe Biden, out there telling the American people, hey, here's what's going on here? Because they're unduly terrifying a lot of people. We got some breaking news coming out of Madison, Wisconsin. At least five people have been shot at a Christian school. Now, we will, our team will be researching this info, and we'll try to find out any more details. But again, this happened at the Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin, a shooting, and there are people confirmed dead in the shooting. What was it, about a week or so ago, 2 weeks ago, you had some guy go into a Christian school and shot two little kids. And that guy was a pro-Palestinian whack job. So we'll try to get more information on this and bring it to you. All right, our telephone number here, folks, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I want to play some audio. This is from Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio. And they had to close their airspace Friday night due to unidentified objects in the area. Take a listen to Cut 6, please.
MedFlight 8 Patterson Tower, use extreme caution for heavy UAS movement on the base. Security forces is handling the situation. Suggests at or above 1700 AGL.
That we will maintain 2000 and on our transition for MedFlight 8.
And I got to keep the lights down so that security forces can see.
Roger that, no problem.
Position approved, sir.
Approved, MedFlight 8.
MedFlight 8 Tower.
For MedFlight 8.
Hey, sir, you're still approved through our Class Delta. After you leave, Columbus is going to sterilize the Class Delta as of 0330 Zulu. Patterson Class Delta is closed after your transition.
I'm sorry about that. You got stepped on by other traffic. Can you say again?
Yes, sir. Your transition is still approved. However, Patterson Class Delta is sterilized as of 0330 Zulu for heavy unknown UAS activity. Security forces is handling it, and Columbus is going to sterilize the airspace after you leave the Delta.
Roger that. No problem. Thank you.
All aircraft use extreme caution. Patterson Class Delta is now closed for heavy UAS activity.
All right, there you go, folks. Again, we're talking about Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. So we need to find out who these people are, and they need to be taken care of. That's really the only, I mean, we're talking about a military base where you're having these incursions now. We heard from General Tykert, John Tykert, last week. We had him on, and he was telling us how difficult it is as a base commander to be able to get permission to protect your own base on American soil. Otherwise, why weren't these devices shot out of the sky? Gotta take a break. We'll be right back.
Exercise and a healthy diet can help, but that can be hard, especially as we start to get older. It's like the choice between taking the stairs or waiting for the elevator. Sometimes the easier option can be tempting. But just like choosing to take the stairs, you can choose to get a variety of 31 whole fruit and vegetable ingredients. Balance of Nature supplements are formulated from the best ingredients available, and it's as easy as taking 3 fruits and 3 veggies capsules every day. It's a small commitment, but it can help you feel your best. Start your journey with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
We're following developments out of Madison, Wisconsin, where a school shooting has happened. We understand this is at a Christian school, a beautiful, big school, too, Abundant Life Christian School in Madison. There are reports of multiple people getting shot. There are also some reports out there of fatalities, and we understand this is still an active situation, but we believe the shooting itself has stopped, and there had been one report that the gunman is down. Their parents, obviously, we understand all of the other schools in the area, the public schools, have been placed on lockdown, no doubt as a precautionary measure. But they're telling parents that they can pick up their children at the Dean Clinic there in Madison. I know we have a lot of listeners in that part of the country, and certainly a lot of very, very nervous folks today. But again, this is all the information we have at this point. The breaking news coming out of Madison, Wisconsin, the Dane County Sheriff's Department saying that there has been a shooting and that there are multiple injuries, and information coming in from multiple locations right now. One neighbor telling WMTV, that's Channel 15 News, that she heard the gunshots. We understand it's a 28-acre campus. This is grades K through 12, and the school serves about 200 families. So you're looking at least 200, maybe 300-400 kids that may be going to this school. So there you have it, and we'll keep an eye on this one. And Ben Dieter, you'll bring us up to speed on any kind of developments that we might have here. So it's a bad situation with the details we now know. It could get a lot worse, and that's not going to be good at all. All right, we are following, of course, this crazy drone story. We will bring you up to speed on that. President Trump announcing a few moments ago, and whether or not he was joking or not remains unclear, but the president says he's canceling a trip to Bedminster as a result of this. And actually, I think that's a pretty darn good idea. I'd like for President Trump to stay at Mar-a-Lago until Inauguration Day, because there are a lot of people that want to take this man out. And I have great concerns over that. Big time concerns. By the way, the president-elect also upset about the Biden administration selling off sections of his border wall. Cut 16, please.
But now we ordered an additional 200 miles of wall. It's very expensive, and now it's about double the price of what it would have been 6 years ago. And the administration is trying to sell it for 5 cents on the dollar. knowing that we're getting ready to put it up. And what they're doing is really an act. It's almost a criminal act. They know we're going to use it. And if we don't have it, we're going to have to rebuild it. And it'll cost double what it cost years ago. And that's hundreds of millions of dollars, because you're talking about a lot of wall.
President is back in rare form. We're going to play some more of this coming up after the top of the hour break. The president going after reporters for asking stupid questions. So we'll keep you updated on that. He is in rare form today. Good for you, Mr. President-elect. All right. Again, our number, 901-260-5926, following this breaking news out of Madison, Wisconsin. We'll keep you updated on that as well. Hey, by the way, don't forget to head over to the website, toddstearns.com. We have lots of great stories. We'll also be updating that breaking news out of Madison, and you can get that information directly at toddstearns.com. Hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustard here for the Legal Help Center. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, listen up. This could be the result of asbestos exposure, and you could be entitled to significant compensation. Call us at 800-304-4700. That's 800-304-4700. To find out if you qualify for a cash settlement, we have legal professionals standing by right now to take your call, and they'll tell you if you qualify. The call is free. The consultation is free, and you'll speak with a live agent right now. So, if you or someone you know were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, call right now to find out if you qualify for a cash settlement. Call us at 800-304-4700. That's 800-304-4700 to see how much money you could potentially get. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
Texas, that's right, I love this American ride.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Very happy to have you with us. Write down our telephone number if you would like to be a part of the show today, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. All right. I want to go right away to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend, Congressman Ronnie Jackson, Dr. Ronnie Jackson from the great state of Texas. Congressman, hope you're doing well today.
Hey, Todd. I'm doing great, man. Thank you for having me.
So real quick here, Congressman, before we – there are so many things we want to talk to you about. President Trump made a little bit of news in the past hour talking about the drones. He says the White House knows where these drones are from. The government knows. And he says something strange is going on. What are you hearing? Can you give us any intel?
Not yet. I can't. I'll be honest with you. I'm a little bit frustrated, just like everybody else in Congress. I'm on the Armed Services Committee, on the Foreign Affairs Committee, and on the Intelligence Committee. And there has been really no communication, for the most part, with the bread and butter members of Congress on what's going on with these issues. I'm going to get a brief tomorrow as a member of the Intelligence Committee, and we better get some answers, right? I mean, this is just one of those things. They better know at this point exactly what these drones represent, and whether or not they're a threat. And I expect to get a full brief on exactly what's going on. I can't believe, it's just the administration. We've seen this before. It was days and days. A week or more before they actually shot the Chinese balloon down. And for the longest time, they were telling us that it was no threat. It wasn't from a foreign government. It was just they didn't know what it was, but it didn't represent a threat. It did represent a threat. It was a Chinese balloon hovering over the United States for days on end, photographing and sending information back on classified military facilities. It was a huge threat, and I would not be surprised if this is in that same category of Biden administration incompetence. But we're going to find out. I'm going to find out. But I don't know anything in particular just yet. But I think President Trump makes the point that How could they not know at this point? You know, how could the United States government not? And if they don't know, we've got just as big a problem.
Oh, 1,000%. I mean, we've heard it from law enforcement. That's what gets me is we're talking about elected leaders, law enforcement, military personnel. Everybody's seen these things. So now they're trying to there's a movement now to dismiss all of them as, oh, those are just airplanes. You people don't know what you were looking at.
Right. No, that's not going to work. And, they're naive if they think that's going to work. And they're also stupid because they've tried this before and it hasn't worked. And American people don't trust the Biden administration. They don't trust anything that comes out of their mouth. And that's their own fault at this point. They've lost the trust and confidence of the American people. And this is just making it worse.
One of my favorite moments from today's press conference with President Trump, a reporter asked a stupid question. And I want to play this and get your reaction. Cut 18, please.
Against Iran's nuclear facilities.
Well, I can't tell you that. It's a wonderful question, but how can I? Am I going to do preemptive strikes? Why would I say that? Can you imagine if I said yes or no? You'd say, that was strange that he answered that way. Am I going to do preemptive strikes on Iran? Is that a serious question? How could I answer a question like that?
You know, the funny thing is, if Joe Biden had been asked that question, he would have responded, Congressman.
Right, exactly. President Trump's a leader. He knows the power that he has, and what he brings to the table is that our adversaries know he's serious, right? And they know that if he says he's going to do something, he's going to do it. But they also don't know exactly where he stands on this issue, which is appropriate right now. He's not the president yet, right? I mean, he can't exercise that authority until January 20th, anyways. So I think that he's very smart in the way he handles this kind of stuff, and it was a stupid question. I mean, you know, he's obviously not going to answer that question. Anybody who answers that question, is not smart enough to do what needs to be done one way or the other. But, you know, he keeps our adversaries guessing, and they don't mess around with him because they know that if they push him too far and if he draws a line in the sand and they cross it, they know damn good and well, President Trump, there will be a price to be paid.
Big time. Congressman, I was really impressed, and I haven't used this word to describe Mitt Romney before, but I was actually impressed with Mitt Romney because I think he finally figured out what's going on with the Republican Party. Over the weekend on the Sunday shows, here's what Romney had to say about the GOP. Cut one.
Do you still think there's going to be a post-Trump Republican Party, or is MAGA now the Republican Party?
Oh, MAGA is the Republican Party, and Donald Trump is the Republican Party today. And if you were to ask me who the nominee will be in 2028, I think it'll be J.D. Vance. All right? He's smart, well-spoken, part of the MAGA movement.
You said something pretty harsh about him a few months ago, though. You could not have less respect for somebody than J.D. Vance.
Long ago. I'm not going to rehash history. And we've worked together in the Senate since then. But that is what the Republican Party is. And will the party need to change? Look, the Republican Party has become the party of the working-class, middle-class voter. And you've got to give Donald Trump credit for having done that. Taking that away from the Democrats.
How do you read what Romney said there, Congressman?
Well, I think he's absolutely right. I mean, better be late to the game than never show up, I guess. But, you know, he and a lot of other Rhino Republicans are starting to realize, that this is not their party anymore. And they've mismanaged, they've mismanaged their approach to the party. But even more importantly, the Democrats are realizing that it's over for them as well. And like he said, the Democrats have become the party of two different groups. They only have two groups. They have the privileged academic elites that look down their nose at the rest of us like they're better than the rest of us and like they're smarter than the rest of us and we're too stupid to take care of ourselves and manage ourselves. And then they have the welfare class, that gets everything that they get from the government. That's really the only thing that the Democrats have left. Everybody in between, the entire middle class, all the hardworking people, whether you're black, Hispanic, or white, it doesn't matter. Race doesn't matter. Sex doesn't matter. It's hardworking American people that want our country back and that want a better life for themselves and for their kids. They have all come to the Republican Party now. And so the Republican Party owns the vast majority of those folks out there that are really going to make a difference in this country. They belong to the Republican Party now, and people like Mitt Romney are starting to see it, and they're starting to realize that they miscalculated, Democrats are miscalculating as well, and I'm glad to see that, that he's doing that. And I would also say, Todd, that I hope that the rest of the senators in the Senate feel the same way that he does, because if they don't, they're going to find out the hard way. And I say that because they've got this, they've got the confirmation process coming up for a bunch of his nominees right now, and there is a mandate right now. There is no doubt about that. The overwhelming number of people in this country, the vast majority of the people in this country, they want President Trump to be in charge, and they want him to put these people in these cabinet positions that he can trust, that will lead us and will carry out his agenda. And I hope that the senators stay out of his way. They need to get in there. They can ask some questions. They can make themselves feel better about it. But when push comes to shove, they need to put his cabinet in place the way he wants it.
All right. On that note, RFK Jr. is supposed to be up on Capitol Hill this week meeting with lawmakers. How do you feel about RFK Jr.? And is he the right guy to head up Health and Human Services?
Look, I trust President Trump's judgment on this one, right? I really do. I don't agree with everything RFK's ever said or done. Obviously, I don't think most people in the Republican Party, including President Trump, do. But President Trump knows how to manage. He knows how to put a team together. He knows, and he just said in the press conference a while ago, I just heard him say, he said, look, RFK's going to be not going to be near as radical as people think he is. He's a smart guy. He's got some great ideas. He wants to bring his agenda with regards to making America healthy again to this country via, his appointment at HHS. I think that President Trump is going to be making the actual final decisions on most of this stuff. The cabinet secretary, RFK is not going to get in as a cabinet secretary and go completely rogue and do something crazy. President Trump's not going to allow that to happen, right? But he does have some great ideas. Right, he does have a new approach. He comes to us from the Democrat Party. He brings people with him that we otherwise wouldn't have. So I think that it's value added. It makes the party more diverse. It makes the party more diverse in ideology, as far as ideas that are out there about how to make America better. And I think that we are going to take the best that RFK has to offer, and we're gonna make something out of it.
Congressman, real quick here, I know that you've been in strong opposition to funding the UN Relief and Works Agency, and of course, all of this goes back to many of their staff being involved in the October 7th attacks. Are we going to continue to see a ban on funding in 2025?
We absolutely are going to see a ban on that. They are a terrorist organization. They are sponsored by the United Nations with a lot of U.S. taxpayer dollars, and they sponsor terrorism in the Middle East. They are part of Hamas. We just recently revealed that there's a huge number of people that are on that salary that are actually Hamas members. They were involved in the October 7th attacks. It's a horrible organization, and I can't believe that we've been giving money to them for so long. When President Trump was in last time, he shut the money down to them because they had a pay to slay program that they're also participating in. He shut down all the money via the Taylor Force Act that got passed when he first became president last time. As soon as President Biden came back in, he turned on every bit of that money and gave them even more, gave them back the money that he said they're owed and increased the money that they're getting. They used that money to fund terrorism. They used that money to kill and attack Americans and Israelis. That's what they do, and we have no business giving them a single penny.
All right. Well, Congressman, good stuff. We covered a lot of ground there and a lot going on, and we're excited about what's going to happen after Inauguration Day. It is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be fast. It's going to be furious, but I think we're going to have a great, great country when it's all said and done.
It's going to be a good time, Todd. America's back.
All right. I love it. Congressman Ronnie Jackson, also a great doctor and a great American patriot as well. Thank you, Congressman.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Well, there you go. I love it. And I'm with Congressman Jackson, RFK Jr. Wow, there are so many things I disagree with this man about. But President Trump wants this guy. So you know what? That's who President Trump gets. Again, black and white for me, folks. Trump wants the person. Trump gets the person. It's that simple. And I can sleep pretty darn well at night. All right, we've got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to update you on this crazy breaking news story out of Madison, Wisconsin. We're hearing reports now of as many as 12 people shot at a Christian grade school in Madison, Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
I love the product because I'm already here at almost 80 knocking on my door. When I started taking Balance of Nature, I'm telling you, it wasn't a month after that, maybe 2 months after that, I started really feeling the difference.
I love Balance of Nature. I will take it to the day I die. It's wonderful. I feel so much better. I'm telling everybody about it. And I just feel better. I mean, it's just amazing how much better I feel on this stuff. I got excited about the product because I started feeling better. They asked me, does it work? I said, yes, it works. You got to try it. It will work.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. You know, does it bother anybody? These drones have been going on for weeks now, and you've got members of House Armed Services, the intelligence committees, and they're being left in the dark here. What does that tell you? Folks, this is just unacceptable, and here's how it works. If you're not going to give us the intel we need, fine, we're going to withhold your funding. We're going to hold it up. All right. We've been telling you about a situation at a Christian school in Madison, Wisconsin. I believe we've got a live audio feed now of the press conference underway. Let's take a listen.
Loves education, and to someone who has children that are in schools. So I'm going to tell you what I know. I'll answer any questions that I can. There'll be a secondary briefing that our PIO will let you know about, okay? Today, around 10:57 a.m., our officers were responding to a call of an active shooter at the Abundant Life Christian School here in Madison. When officers arrived, they found multiple victims suffering from gunshot wounds. We train on this almost quarterly. The last time we trained on this as commanders was approximately 2 weeks ago. The protocols are simple. Stop the killing, stop the dying, find out who's doing this. And the officers did that, and they did that adamantly. We had officers from around the county and around the state that came in support of this particular incident. Officers located a juvenile who they believe was responsible for this deceased in the building. Additionally, the officers began administering life-saving efforts to anyone who was wounded and making sure that those persons were transported. What we know is that a total of about 7 persons were transported from the scene to area hospitals for treatment. We know that at least 3 people have lost their lives, including the juvenile person. I don't have any other information about those persons who have lost their lives, and I'm not going to release that until we have, of course, spoken with family members and ensuring that they are fully aware of this tragic, tragic scene that occurred today. I want to thank all of the law enforcement partners and community members that came out to help, our friends at the ATF. I've gotten calls from my friends at the FBI, the State Patrol, the Sheriff's Office, Monona Police Department, our fire department. It goes on and on and on. Because this is something that we all prepare for, but we hope we never have to do. As you can see, we have a unification center that was immediately set up where parents and guardians and loved ones and grandparents wanted to get information about their loved ones, and we wanted to make sure that they were unified immediately. So we were doing more than one thing at one time. We're still going through methodically clearing that school, clearing every vehicle, and making certain that there's no other threats to this community, which we believe there are none. We immediately alerted our mayor's office, and I've been on the phone with her and her office constantly. We also alerted Madison schools. We put the schools on lockdown, but there's no threats to MMSD schools at this time. But we wanted to make sure that we did our due diligence in this particular case. Again, we're still going through collecting evidence, collecting information, making sure that our community is safe from what is a sad day for our community and for our country. and we have to do a little bit better. I don't have all the answers that you want right now, but I will tell you this. We have some of the best officers in the entire country. Our detectives are amazing. We're going to go and work hard and go through this scene so that we can piece together what exactly happened. Again, there'll be another briefing in about 2 hours, and if I have additional information, I will certainly.
All right. There you have the police chief. Clearly, you can hear the anger and the frustration in his voice. The information, just to recap, we're looking at least 10 people shot, 3 people killed, they're including the gunman who happens. They're making it sound like this may have been a student there. It was a juvenile. I'm sure we'll get more information about the gunman or person. They didn't identify male or female there. But again, a very tragic day at the Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin. We will have more information on our website, toddstearns.com. We have a story up, and we'll be updating that throughout the day, and appreciate our team snagging that live press conference underway. What a terrible story, terrible day in Madison, Wisconsin. All right, hang tight, folks. Got to take a quick break. 901-260-5926. We're going to the phones coming up next. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Happening on Broadway, and I don't know what to make of this. So you have the Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown. Is it Brown Jackson? Jackson Brown. I always get confused by that one. Anyway, she's on Broadway, and she's got a big part on on one of the musicals, something called Anne Juliet. I don't know if you folks have heard about this. Broadway's getting a little weird. And the this particular musical, it's called. I'm old school. Oklahoma, remember that the Broadway musical Oklahoma, Ben Teter? Oklahoma, and that's the only thing I remember out of that. And then you had Finian's Rainbow and Annie, and what's that? I Carambas. Oh, that's the Lion King.
Hello, Dolly.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mame.
What? You know,
MAME, M-A-M-E. Oh, great musical.
Never heard.
So, Haul Out the Holly. Never mind. It's a great show. My Fair Lady. So now it's all this woke crap. And so there's a new musical, and they've ruined Romeo and Juliet. So now it's called Anne Juliet. And it's a modern retelling of Romeo and Juliet featuring a non-binary character and explores gender identity and sexuality. And that is where the associate justice is this week. She's living her good life. I was listening to the judge. This is the one, by the way, who doesn't remember what a woman is. And do we have some audio of her? All right, let's take a listen.
Female empowerment. Sick.
That's her.
I like it too. I think what I like about it is that I am having a very strongly negative reaction to it. Like, I hate it. Which makes me think it must be brilliant.
Got this feeling in my body.
Can't stop the feeling.
Got this feeling in my body.
Can't stop the feeling.
Wanna see you move your body.
I did it. I made it to Broadway.
That's your Supreme Court Justice, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, that was kind of dope. It sounded good. I don't know. I didn't see the video.
She's a little person. Did you know that? She's tiny. I don't think she's like actually a midget person, but I mean, we can't say midget. We have to say little person or
a little
vertically challenged.
Maybe she's playing one of the dwarves.
She's a little tiny thing, though. And she's got she used to do Broadway. Oh, by the way, Shanklin says, oh, is that musical Romeo and Juliet? That's Romeo and Juliet. No, it's just called Anne Juliet. There's no, it's just Anne Juliet. And do we know what character she was playing? That's what I want to know. Is she the non-binary? Because that would sort of play in with the whole fact that she can't define what a woman is. I'm just asking. I mean, we're all about exploring gender identity and sexuality in this musical.
She looks like Whoopi Goldberg.
But very tiny.
But very, very thin.
Very skinny. She would be like Whoopi Goldberg's sister who couldn't get the extra pork chop at supper because Whoopi was all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know Whoopi's playing Annie? Speaking of Broadway,
good
Annie,
Lord.
She's on Broadway right now. I don't think she's playing the actual character Annie, but yeah, speaking of Broadway.
I feel bad for Daddy Warbucks. Got a hernia.
I guess everybody needs to blow off steam in some way, even our Supreme Court justices, but it's a head scratcher to star in a queer Romeo and Juliet. Why does it need to be queer? Not everything needs to be queer. But then again, it is Manhattan, and, you know, a lot of those shows tend to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
But, wow.
You know who else was a big opera? She wasn't big on Broadway, but opera was RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She actually had a walk-on role in an opera back in the day. And do you know who she went to the opera with? Don't answer that question. That's actually a great question to ask for trivia. And I think I want to give away something. We're going to give away a copy of the Biscuit book.
Okay.
So who was RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg's dear friend and fellow opera aficionado? Can you name that person? If you know, give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. The answer, it shocks a lot of people when you find out who that person is because they both loved opera tremendously. So I don't fault. I got to tell you, though, aside from she's a lousy Supreme Court justice, but she might make a good chorus girl over on Broadway, Justice Jackson Brown, Brown Jackson.
It's Ketanji Brown Jackson, Todd.
Jackson, I'm bad with names. What can I say? So anyway, while all that's going on, and a lot of people are like, this is just weird, very weird. And I don't think it's all that weird. I just think I think her performance was weird.
Yeah.
And she has this is a grown woman. And can we play this again? This is her literal voice.
Female empowerment. Sick. I like it too. I think what I like about it is that I am having a very strongly negative reaction to it. Like, I hate it. Which makes me think it must be brilliant.
Got this feeling in my body.
Can't stop the feeling. Got
this feeling in my body.
Can't stop the feeling.
May I ask a question here? Is that her real voice, or is that like a stage voice? Is that what she really sounds like?
Clarence. Clarence, I need to ask a question about something legal.
I mean, it's very theater, Todd. You know how those people, you hear them off stage, they sound normal. Then they get into their theater voice. I just find it interesting because our country sometimes, I don't want to over-stereotype or over-generalize in any way here, but have you noticed that some of our lawmakers in the country is run by theater kids that sometimes just don't grow up? Maybe she's just a theater kid.
So she was in college. She was in theater. She really is a theater kid. That's what she did in college.
Yeah.
With Mo Rocca.
Okay,
anyway. Yeah, they did a, she starred in Little Shop of Horrors. No, it was Little Shop of Horrors. She starred in Little Shop of Horrors in college.
Wow.
So, but then, you know, again, another great trivia question is how many of our U.S. presidents, and can you name them, were actually cheerleaders? We're not going to do that now. But it's fascinating to know the number of American presidents who were cheerleaders.
I don't even know one. I couldn't even name one. That's crazy.
All right, let's go to Bill in Statesville, North Carolina. Bill, how are you today?
Good, Todd. Doing real well, thanks.
All right, so this is a little bit of a trivia here. We're just sort of doing it on the fly, but Ruth Bader Ginsburg was actually had a very close friend on the bench, and they both shared a deep love of opera. Who was that?
I think it was probably Anton Scalia.
Yeah, that's right, Bill. And a lot of people don't realize that the most liberal person on the bench and the most conservative person on the bench were actually very good friends, and so much so they actually vacationed together, Bill.
Right, and I was very surprised because they're on such opposite ends of the spectrum that they would even speak to each other, let alone hang out.
Well, it's, and they come from a generation where you could still do that. So
yeah,
nowadays, you know.
Yeah, not so much.
Yeah, not so much. But anyway, yeah. And RBG was just, she loves the opera, and so she and Scalia. So there you go.
Wow, bipartisan.
Yeah.
Who knew? I mean, they were as far different as you could get politically and judicially.
Oh, yeah.
So the fact that they were able to hang out and be besties outside of the court, or maybe inside the court, even though their opinions differed so much, is pretty fascinating. I didn't even know that history. Wow.
Mm-hmm. All right, Bill, congratulations. We're going to hook you up with a signed copy of my devotion book, our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. And thank you for playing. How about that? All right. By the way, finished up the manuscript on the new book over the weekend.
A new book?
Yeah, it's going to be coming out in July, and it's themed around America's birthday. It's going to be it's a devotion book too.
Oh,
so we'll be
what
telling
do you mean,
people
finish up a manuscript. I'm not a writer.
Turned it in. I finished writing the book, and I had to turn it in.
So it's the rough draft.
Yeah. Well, it's the book.
Okay.
And now it goes through copy editing.
Mm.
They're designing the book cover, all that kind of good stuff. But it'll be out.
Are you allowed to tell us the name of the book yet?
Not yet. Oh. But it's a fun name. If you love the Biscuit book, you're going to love this one. But it's all about America, and it's very patriotic. I can tell you that much. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up tonight, 5 o'clock on Newsmax, we're going to have the very latest on this school shooting in Madison. Got to tell you, though, things are happening at Newsmax, folks. Rob Schmidt just beat CNN in the ratings again. Newsmax, that's the number one host on the show, on the network, Rob Schmidt, and it is huge. Millions of Americans like you are making the switch to Newsmax, getting real facts, no spin, just the truth. Even President Trump says he's watching Newsmax, and you should, too. Rob Schmidt and Newsmax are on all the major cable systems. And if your system doesn't carry Newsmax, go to getnewsmax.com and we're going to help you find a new carrier. That's getnewsmax.com. 40 million Americans watching Newsmax, and you need to find out why. You can do that by going right now to getnewsmax.com. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Pardon me. Interesting story and a lot to unravel here from Portland, Oregon, where a vegan strip club is at the center of a criminal case now. Cut number 9.
Surveillance video shows Duncan Allen in the DJ booth at Casa Diablo. He says the woman you see standing next to him is Peyton Lanthan. Court documents show she faces assault charges for allegedly stabbing him multiple times.
We've had a great working relationship. A couple times we've worked together. She's always asked for music and I've played it. And she's always tipped me really well.
The surveillance footage he provided us shows the woman pulling out what appears to be a knife from inside her sleeve and stabbing Allen multiple times. He says it was completely unprovoked.
It felt like a 500-pound dude punching me in the back as hard as possible, basically. But when I turned around, there was nobody there except Awin, you know, the little dancer. And she had actually been holding like a 4-inch blade.
He says he realized what had happened when breathing became difficult.
Peyton stabbed me through the lung and cut a blood vessel inside my lung.
Police say they later located and arrested her near the club where she was hiding in some bushes. Allen says he did his best to remain calm and ask for help.
I was able to talk to the bartender and, you know, tell them what had happened. I got stabbed 4 times. We need to apply pressure, breathe deep, breathe slow. Thankfully, all the girls sprang into action at my work, and they were able to put pressure on my wounds.
He says he's lucky to be alive.
They all worked together like a team, and within 6 minutes of calling the ambulance arrived. By that point, I was dying. My BPM was like 35 BPM. My oxygen levels were really low, and everything was fading in and out. And, you know, they'd wake me up, breathe, come back, you know. Luckily, they got there in 6 minutes. If it would have been 10, I'd be dead.
What are they doing with the vegetables here in this vegan strip joint? That's what I want to know. I've never heard of such a thing. And I guess, look, it's Portland, Oregon, so they're a little weird over there. It reminds me, though, of another story, and we've got this one up on the website today from Cornell University, which is an Ivy League school. And Cornell is now holding pole dancing lessons for their students. And what I find fascinating about all of this, Ben Diener, is that most parents send their kids to the Ivy League so they don't have to resort to a pole dance to earn a paycheck.
To avoid life at the Pink Pony.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
They're teaching? Is this an extracurricular?
This is part of the, they call it the Pole Posse, which is their student university. They have an official university pole dancing club. And they're holding workshops specifically for transgender, non-binary, and plus-size dancers. So they say that they don't believe in body shaming and that anybody, no matter how large you are, should be able to mount a stripper pole. And just imagine, if you will, you know, Chris Christie in a leotard. That's pretty much the.
Why do you need a class? Why do you need a pole? Like, go do whatever you want. This is America. If you want to slide up and down a pole, knock yourself out.
Well, my concern is, if you're able to get Christie up there and he's able to twirl around a couple of times, the centrifugal force. I mean, that's like being in orbit at that point. That could be dangerous.
This is at Cornell.
Cornell.
This is one of the most prestigious universities in the land. This is what they're doing.
Well, yes, and they say anyone can do pole and anyone can enjoy pole. I guess that's what they call the act of stripping. They have had other events called Demon Twink Pole and Drag Bingo. By the way, this is all funded by student fees. So, and it's meant to support the sexual health care in Cornell's own backyard.
Mm.
So it just seems to me, if you're a fat person, that's very difficult to get up and just, you know, I don't know what you do on a pole, but I have to imagine it's difficult.
Yeah, you have to have quite the core. You've got to have upper body strength.
Yeah.
Chris Christie is getting on no pole.
No.
I don't care how much training courses and body image work they try to do.
Did you see the Chris Christie meme with they resolved the whole drone story?
Oh, yeah.
They were actually bringing in McDonald's. They were drone deliveries.
What's crazy? That came from the president's official account. It's this AI-generated image of Chris Christie, and you have about 5 drones that are hovering behind him while Chris Christie is holding a McDonald's bag stuffing his face. With about 6 hamburgers.
Cornell University. We do not tolerate body shaming, ability shaming, or gender discrimination. And they also say that shaving is not required. Body hair is fine.
It's disgusting.
So they want, if you're furry, you can.
This is why people don't go to school anymore.
Oh, this is sick. This is why they're going to community college.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you. I will say this, just some advice for a Cornell University. If you are going to do this, if you're going to have like 400-pound dudes twirling around on the stripper pole, my recommendation is like replace the chrome with like a telephone pole, something that's a little sturdier.
Yeah. You remember the Scarlett Takes a Tumble video? Does anybody
remember that?
That's what this reminds me of.
Oh, God.
Big old Scarlett on the side of a pole.
# splinters. Ooh, that'd be difficult. Mm. And the thigh burn, too. It could be like the Boy Scouts. I mean, you could, like, start a fire. This is terrifying.
This is disgusting.
Cornell University. What is wrong with you people? All right, hang tight, folks. Got to take a quick break. 901-260-5926. Somebody needs to call Elon. I think Doge is going to have a field day at Cornell. We'll be right back, folks.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio show. Happy to have you with us. By the way, Steve Bannon, last night in New York, speaking at a raucous gathering of the Young Republican Club there in New York City at their gala. And Steve Bannon made an interesting suggestion. Cut number 12, please.
That Donald John Trump is going to raise his hand on a King James Bible and take the oath of office. His third victory in his second term. And the Viceroy, Mike Davis, tells me, since it doesn't actually say consecutive, that, I don't know, maybe we do it again in 28. Are you guys down for that? Trump 28? Come on, man.
All right, that's Steve Bannon. He's very excited, Steve Bannon is. What do you guys think here? Should Trump run for another term? I'd like to kind of get this one started, right? Let's just get this going and let's see how it goes. And then we can revisit that in about a year or two. But Steve Bannon's already thinking ahead and wants President Trump. And there are some readings of the Constitution that say they do have to be consecutive terms. So if that's the case, then maybe Trump could do this. I mean, you know, FDR was, what, 4 terms? So there you go. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. So look, there had been a big lawsuit against ABC News, President Trump filing a suit against ABC News George Stephanopoulos over this incredibly offensive report that alleged that Trump had had raped somebody when in fact he had not. And ABC News refused to apologize. They refused to retract the story. So Trump sued them and sued their butts big time. So over the weekend, we got word that ABC News decided they wanted to settle the lawsuit, and they have settled the lawsuit for $15 million. That is unbelievable. But here's what you need to understand about all of that. Trump did not agree to this. Look, ABC News did not agree to this settlement because they felt like they were in the wrong. They agreed to this settlement because they were about to move into the discovery phase of the trial. And at that point, everything would be laid open. Everything would be laid bare, and Donald Trump and his team would actually be able to see beyond a shadow of a doubt exactly what ABC News was up to. The mainstream media would have been exposed for what they really are. They're propagandists for the Democrat Party, and that's exactly what would have happened had they gone through discovery. So ABC News was not doing this to settle because they felt bad that they finally had a moral crisis. They were doing it to protect their own skin. By the way, Trump now suggesting that he's going to be going after CBS News and the Des Moines Register as well. So I say good for you, Mr. President. Go after all of them. Go after all of them. As a matter of fact, let's take a listen to the audio from ABC.
I still get judged for it today.
I'm asking you a very simple question.
You're shaming me for my political choices.
I'm asking you a question about why you endorse someone who's been found liable for rape.
It was not a criminal court. This was a civil court. And by the way, she joked about the judgment and what she was going to do with all that money. And I find that offensive.
I'm asking you
about the man. But as a rape victim, who's been shamed for years now because of her rape. You're trying to shame me again by asking me this political question.
You've repeated that again.
I think
again
it's offensive. As a woman, I find it offensive.
My political choices.
I've endorsed the man that I believe is best for our country. It's not Joe Biden. And you looked at the dueling rallies yesterday in Georgia. Lake and Riley's family was with Donald Trump. They weren't with Joe Biden. The same guy yesterday that apologized for calling her killer an illegal, who wasn't illegal. And here you are trying to shame a rape victim. I find it disgusting.
I mean, you keep saying I'm shaming you. There's
you are. The question, it is.
How is the question asking you about a presidential candidate who's
You're
been
asking
not,
a rape victim.
And there's no question about that. And
you've
courageously talked about
that. Because I've been raped. I think that's disgusting.
No, I'm questioning your political choices because you're supporting someone who's been found liable for rape. Actually, I'm not trying to
You
shame
are.
You.
That's exactly
You're not
what
answering
you're doing.
The question.
I think it's disgusting.
Well, you're welcome to say that, but you also have to answer the question. Why are you supporting someone who's been found liable for rape?
I just answered your question.
What is the answer?
He was not found guilty in a criminal court of law. It was sexual abuse. It wasn't actually rape, by the way. And E. Jean Carroll joked about all the money she's going to get and made a mockery out of this case. And I think that's offensive. There's a reason why women don't come forward. And when you have someone who says that they're raped and they make a mockery out of this civil court judgment, it's offensive to other women. It makes it harder for other women to come forward when another woman has made a mockery of it.
You said women don't come forward because they are afraid. They are afraid
they're
because they're defamed
and shamed
by those
like you're
who
trying to shame me this
they
morning.
They are afraid to come forward, as you said, because they are defamed by those who commit the rape. That's
All
what
right.
Donald
and
Trump
So let me jump in here. So that just cost ABC News $15 million. That conversation right there just cost them $15 million. Well, here's what you need to understand about George Stephanopoulos. This guy is sleazy. He goes all the way back to the first Clinton administration where he ran the campaign to stop all of these women from speaking out who had been assaulted, allegedly, by William Jefferson Clinton. As a matter of fact, they coined it the bimbo eruption. So many women were coming out of the closet saying, oh, yeah, Bill Clinton did unmentionable things to me. It was just unbelievable. And Stephanopoulos was part of the team that was put together to put down these bimbo eruptions and also to threaten these women. And now we now know that all of these women were telling the truth, that Bill Clinton was a sleaze. He was a perv. And we know that now. But George Stephanopoulos was the guy ultimately responsible for shaming all of these women. And this guy is an anchor at ABC News? Come on. Unbelievable. So I say, go get him, Mr. President-elect. Go get him. Sue them all. Take him for every single thing you can get. By the way, the money has to be designated for the construction of the Trump Presidential Library. And you know there's going to be a plaque somewhere on this, on the building, the facade that says, this library brought to you by ABC News because they defame President Trump. It's going to be brilliant. All right, 901-260-5926. Folks, I got to tell you, hang on tight here because we are heading into a very, very crazy economy right now. And we've already seen what the left has been up to. You know it. You feel it in your back pocket. You see it in your bank account. So the stakes really could not be higher. And if nothing else, I really do hope that this crazy economy, Bidenflation, Bidenomics, I hope that it's made you reevaluate your life savings and making sure you don't have all of your eggs in just one basket. And this is why I want to tell you about my friends at Priority Gold. Gold is already up 21% this year, and it is still climbing. And now is an opportunity to fortify your savings. This is what it's all about, fortify your savings. I want you to text this. Text the word GOLDEN to 24999. All right, that's 24999. We had the wrong number last week. This is the new number. Text GOLDEN to 24999. And my friends at Priority Gold, they've got over 2 decades of experience. These are very smart people. They're very good people. They've got thousands of 5-star reviews, and they're going to help you out. All they want to do is send you a free gold investor guide. That's it. All right, it's free, a free gold investor guide. Priority Gold makes it so simple for you to diversify into physical gold, silver, and platinum, but you've got to act fast. So text this GOLDEN, text the word GOLDEN to 24999 for your free guide. Keep your retirement golden by texting GOLDEN to 24999. We'll be right back.
Are you kidding me, Todd? It's only taken Mitt Romney 8 years to figure it out. He's too stupid to be a Republican.
Well, all right. Thank you, MAGA Man, leaving us a shout out. By the way, you can do that if you download our free app. It's available at toddstearns.com. At the very top of the page, you'll see the link, and you can send us a shout out like MAGA Man did. Well done, sir. I'm telling you, Mitt Romney's had a come to Jesus moment. Or anyway, let's go to the phone lines here. Jerry in Little Rock, Arkansas, has a question. Hi, Jerry. What's going on?
Hey, Todd, it was always my understanding that when there was a legal settlement like this, both parties had to agree to it, right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay. My question is, why wouldn't Trump force them to the discovery phase by not accepting the settlement? Or at least say, hey, I tell you what, we'll settle. I'll settle for $354 million. Isn't that what they awarded the psycho woman?
Well, look, it's ultimately Trump's decision to make, and there's always a risk in a case like this. So the reality is that, you know, Trump got $15 million that he may not have gotten had this thing actually gone to trial.
Well, I don't know. I just think I would have played it different if it was him. But then again, there's a reason I'm not president-elect of the United States of America.
Well, I think it's funny that the funds have to be earmarked for the Presidential Trump Foundation and Museum. And you wonder if there's going to be like a gallery of fake news, something like that. So Trump's going to have some fun with that money.
Yeah, I think so, too. I hadn't planned on this, but could you do us a favor and play the drone portion of the press conference this morning back? I thought I heard Trump say, the U.S. government is trying to kill me, without actually saying the U.S. government is trying to kill me.
Well, I don't know. What is that noise, by the way? I am curious, Jerry.
Oh, I just got in my car and it's got a funny.
Oh, you need to get that. Yeah.
I better just let you go.
Head it down over to the Jiffy Lube. Yeah, get that checked out. Jerry, we're going to play that for you, and thank you for calling in. Again, this is President Trump earlier today at this press conference, and he said that he's not going to be going to Bedminster. Let's take a listen.
Can you comment on the drones that are flying around New Jersey ports? It seems like the American people have a big distance.
The government knows what is happening. Look, our military knows where they took off from. If it's a garage, they can go right into that garage. They know where it came from and where it went. And for some reason, they don't want to comment. And I think they'd be better off saying what it is. Our military knows and our president knows. And for some reason, they want to keep people in suspense. I can't imagine it's the enemy, because if it was the enemy, they'd blast it out. Even if they were late, they'd blast it. Something strange is going on. For some reason, they don't want to tell the people. And they should, because the people are really, I mean, they happen to be over Bedminster. They're very close to Bedminster. I think maybe I won't spend the weekend in Bedminster. I've decided to cancel my trip.
Have you received an intelligence briefing on the drones?
I don't want to comment on that.
Have you been?
All right, there you go. I didn't hear where the president seemed to fear that his life was in danger. But the president, whether or not he was joking or not, I don't think he was joking. I don't think the president would joke about something like that, because a lot of people are on edge. And, you know, they're wondering, do we need to pack up and head out of town for a little while? But you just heard Trump say, yeah, you know, I'm not going to be going to Bedminster. I mean, Dieter, you heard this. Do you think the president was joshing? He was yanking somebody's chain?
Well, the president probably can't even get his big plane to Bedminster. That's the issue now. You have the governor of New York. You know, she sided with the Biden administration earlier last week, and she said, well, this is just a big hubbub about nothing. But then over the weekend had to come out and say the drone situation has gone way too far because now they can't get airplanes landed. It was an airport, a regional airport there in New York. So I think the big concern now, to your point about Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, I mean, they had to shut down for a whole hour. So I don't know if the president's concerned about his safety per se, but you have no idea what you're getting into when you're flying over New Jersey air skies right now. The sky's there. So, yeah.
I wouldn't go. I sure wouldn't go.
What do you think about the inauguration? Because I feel like if they do not give the American people intel, information, even an answer, just maybe give us something, I think you'll have a lot of people really uneasy if they're going to Washington, D.C. in January.
And that could be it. Maybe that's the whole point, is to tamp down the turnout for the inauguration. Something is just not setting well with all of this. And like Trump said, the government knows, the White House knows. They're just not saying. And if that's the case, shame on the government and shame on the Biden administration, because these people are really putting a lot of, if you can imagine a sweet little grandma and you've got a drone the size of a Buick hovering over her house, that's going to put some fear of God into people.
Well, and now Biden is getting pushback from his own side of the aisle on this. I know the Senate Majority Leader made some headlines over the weekend, Chuck Schumer, and he said we need congressional action immediately to give law enforcement in New Jersey and New York the authority to detect these drones. And so you have Mayorkas on the Sunday shows. He's like, you know, this isn't a big deal, but maybe we need to go back to Congress and re-regulate the drone. I'm like, that's going to take some time. I think we need answers and we need them immediately.
So there's some speculation out there that this is all really about advancing some legislation from the FAA that they say would crack down on the civil liberties of American citizens. I have just a question here. Because these drones are all over the place now, and everybody can get their own drone. So if that is the case, what happens when one of these drones, and it's a free-for-all up there, I heard somebody on your morning show, Ben, say it's really the wild, wild west in the skies right now because of all the drones, all the activity up there. What happens if somebody's drone ends up colliding with a jetliner, and that jetliner crashes? Or has to make an emergency landing and people get killed or people are injured. At that point, is the person, the drone operator, are they going to be held responsible? Mm-hmm. You can talk about your civil liberties all you want to, but what happens when you've got all those drones up there and there is a collision? You know that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So,
well, what they're also saying is that back in 2023, they changed the guidelines on these drones that before you had to have your drones in your garage, you had to have them on the ground before it got dark out. Well, in 2023, they lifted that regulation and people could fly these drones in the evening. That may be true. And I know there are people flying drones at nighttime. That doesn't explain a 6-foot drone, though, because we've seen drones, but have we seen drones of this scale?
Yeah, it's a good question. All right, 901-260-5926 or whatever. That's 901-260-5926. Hang tight. This is the Todd Stern Show. Folks, an update on what's happening out in Madison, Wisconsin. Unfortunately, it's gone from bad to worse. 5 people now confirmed dead. That would include the shooter and a number of other people injured, all gunshot wounds. We're being told, according to the police chief, the person, the chief was asked, male or female, and the police chief said, well, we don't know. So they can't tell you if the shooter is a boy or a girl. We know the shooter's a juvenile. And that was my first take, is they were very careful not to use pronouns here. And so my question at this point, are we dealing with another Nashville situation? Remember the Covenant School shooting, where you had a transgender terrorist go on a rampage and, you know, shoot all those poor people over in Nashville. We don't know that right now. But the question was asked, and the police chief said, well, we don't know. We don't know if it's a male or a female. That's not good. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. So Senator Elizabeth Warren and others in the U.S. Senate, all Democrats, are now suggesting that the former chief executive officer of United Healthcare basically had it coming. And we're going to play some audio here, and you've got to kind of read between the lines. Whenever somebody says, oh, we believe that murdering someone in cold blood is horrible, but, or however, no, it's period. That's what you ought to be saying here. Here's Senator Warren, cut 14.
What happens when you turn this into the billionaires run it all is they get the opportunity to squeeze every last penny.
Yeah.
And look, we'll say it over and over. Violence is never the answer. This guy gets a trial who's allegedly killed the CEO of United Health. But you can only push people so far.
You heard it.
And then they start to take matters into their own hands.
Yeah.
So what? All of this goes back, by the way, to Barack Obama and what he did to this nation's healthcare industry, what he did to the insurance industry. You want to blame somebody, you got to start blaming the Democrats. Here's Bernie Sanders, cut 13.
Elizabeth Warren obviously understands killing and murdering, shooting somebody in the back is totally unacceptable. Mm-hmm. But I think has happened in the last few months is that what you have seen rising up is people's anger at a health insurance industry which denies people the health care that they desperately need while they make billions and billions of dollars in profit.
Again, you can't make this stuff up, folks.
They're short of getting a tattoo of the CEO killer. You see, that's the latest trend. There was a story in the Post. Everybody's getting the face of the killer, Luigi, tatted on their bodies. I mean, Senator Warren and Senator Bernie Sanders are short of getting a tattoo of this guy. That's what they're saying there. You don't even have to read between the lines. Gosh, they're gullish.
We have breaking news again. And this is in the area that I live, which you have been to that area, Ben, and you know it's high end. It's a very nice area in the plush suburb of Germantown, Tennessee. Right, it's very nice. Shots have been fired. Jeez, Lord, this is terrible. Shots fired in Germantown, Tennessee. This is breaking news. Shots fired in Germantown, Tennessee. In a very exclusive kind of live, work, play area, fancy restaurants, the whole nine yards. An eyewitness says, I was walking out of the new Marriott Hotel, heard loud noises, sounded like crashing. When I went across the street to the Moondance Cafe, a black Lexus with the back window all smashed out came flying by. A few minutes later, Germantown police came from all directions. Others were saying the loud crash was followed by gunfire coming from a jewelry store in the area. So anyway, there is chaos right now in Germantown, Tennessee. And again, Ben Dieter, we talk about, and again, a source sent us this intel here, but when you don't deal with crime in a city like Memphis, it will spill over into the suburbs and nobody is safe. Mm-hmm. They don't care anything about us.
Well, and think about their number one responsibility when they take the oath of office. And this isn't just for Memphis. This is across the nation, your town, your city, your community. Their number one job is to keep the people safe. And I think that under the last 4 years, we've almost mainstreamed that if you're in or around a city, so if you live in a city or you just so happen to be 45 minutes from a city, that you sign up for that. If you go to a grocery store or if you go to a game, if you go to a theater in a city near you, that there is a real possibility that when you walk out of that theater, fill in the blank, you could come back out to broken glass from your vehicle. I mean, gosh, your vehicle might not even be there. We've almost mainstreamed that, especially people that live in and around these crime-ridden cities. And one thing we say all the time on the flagship show, or flagship station, the morning show, is that we can never mainstream, we can never normalize the criminal activities that we see every single day here. But unfortunately, I feel like even you, Todd, that's right around the corner from where you live. That is not normal. We should never normalize that.
Mm-mm. No, we should not, but we have.
Yeah, it's like a wink. It's like, oh, that happened.
My car's been broken into twice in Germantown, which is, again, a pretty wealthy suburb. I think it's one of the wealthiest cities in town. And I only say that to illustrate that this is not some sort of a rough part of town. We're talking about the town where the place where you want to go and live because, you know, the crime is under control there. But it's not. And this is happening all over America right now. And as much as I'm excited about Donald Trump winning the White House, we need to be focused as on the what's happening locally with our local Republican parties and make sure they're going to be on a wartime footing here and they're going to be pushing back. Donald Trump showed that you can win in places where Republicans normally lose. So we need to adapt what Trump did in this previous election, and we've got to start applying that to our local communities. Well, we got to get this crime under control. This is unacceptable. And we certainly, you know, to our listeners on KWAM, we'll bring you up to speed. Maybe you're in the area and you're an eyewitness to this chaos. Give us a call, 901-260-5926. Again, shots fired in the Thornwood District, which is a very affluent little shopping district there in Germantown. We're also following the breaking news out of Madison, Wisconsin. Five people dead, and they can't tell you if the shooter is a boy or a girl. Mm-hmm. Oh, geez, Alou.
And you're already starting to get lawmakers cry for gun control, and as though that's appropriate right now, but I'm starting to see them on X. It's almost predictable what they're going to say. Violence is accepted and normalized in this country. Therefore, we need to sign gun control legislation immediately. That reaction pouring in already.
All right. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, getting some more information on what's happening in my condo area. Shots were fired. It is believed that there was an armed robbery of the Bob Richards jewelry store, which is a really high-end jewelry store there. And all sorts of chaos around the new Marriott Hotel. We'll keep you updated on any word from injuries. But this, again, is from Germantown, Tennessee. And a lot of people love shopping over there. Great restaurants. Moondance, we eat there. It's kind of one of the go-to places for the crew here. So we'll keep you guys updated on that story. And, again, five people now confirmed dead at that school shooting in Madison, Wisconsin. So last night, they finally wrapped up Yellowstone. And I am so disappointed by this final season. You know, the challenge with Yellowstone, it originally started out and it was fantastic. Everybody was loving Yellowstone. How many men in America were selling their homes and they were moving to Montana to become cowboys? I mean, everybody was doing it. And it was just sort of like a guy's guy, kind of a modern day Western. And the ratings were insane. It's a show definitely not for kids, but great storytelling. Taylor Sheridan, the creator of the Yellowstone universe. Well, little by little, Taylor Sheridan started going full blown woke on us. And so the series ended last night, and a lot of people are really upset by how it ended. The Indians got the land back, and, you know, pale face bad. I mean, it was one of those kinds of things. And then you had the Indian children running over there and turning over all the gravestones of the white settlers. It was just, I was very disappointed in it all. And you at some point you just step back and you wonder, are these people always going to take us for a ride, these Hollywood people? And Taylor Sheridan especially, who's like steroided out, and he's like inserting himself into the show, which makes no sense whatsoever. But anyway, very disappointed in how Yellowstone ended. And Kevin Costner leaving, the whole thing is just a great big mess. And this is why it's really hard for people to get invested in these TV shows now. Because they start out and they're like, wow, this is great. And then they end with everybody going woke. The one exception was Blue Bloods, which ended on Friday, 14 seasons. And they were still number one in their time slot. They never lost sight of who they were. And I think a lot of that is credit where credit is due to Tom Selleck, who made sure that Blue Bloods always stayed true to who they were. And I thought it was interesting that the final scene in Blue Bloods, and if you saw it Friday, you know what I'm talking about here. The entire family gathered around that beautiful dining room table for Sunday lunch, and it ended as they were all praying grace over the meal. You don't see that very often on television these days. And a lot of people believe that the reason why Blue Bloods was given the heave-ho is actually because they held true to traditional family values, something you just don't see on TV anymore, and you really don't. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Ricky Gervais was on The View. I don't know why, but he was on The View. And he made an interesting point because a lot of people are taking offense at Hollywood's comedians these days. Here's Mr. Gervais, Cut 11.
That's the thing about offense, isn't it? When people say they're offended, it's that just because you're offended, it doesn't mean you're right, you know? It's offense is about feelings, and feelings are personal. Some people are offended by equality. So what? You know, so you can't second guess people. If you try and please everyone, you'll please no one. Mm. With comedy as well, you've got to deal with taboos and contentious issues. And sometimes you deal in irony, and some people don't get that. But, you know, you can't legislate against stupidity, otherwise you'll be doing nothing. You know, because I'm not doing it for the 200 egos in the room. I'm doing it for the 200 million people watching around who aren't winning awards, who aren't millionaires. And freedom of speech is so important these days. I've reached the age now where I don't care anymore. It's a sin. To joke about all the bad things, that's a waste. Because that's exactly what we should joke about. If you can laugh in the face of adversity, you're bulletproof.
Oh, it's a good point. I think the country's lost its sense of humor. Actually, I think leftists have lost their sense of humor. They've got no sense of humor at all. Period. And look, I'm from the South. I'm a Southerner. You could say I'm a redneck. So I like good redneck jokes. They got to be funny, but I like them. You can't joke about other folks these days. You just can't do it. Oh, by the way, have you heard about this new Netflix Christmas movie for children? And the new Netflix animated Christmas movie mocks the nativity and jokes about aborting Jesus. Take a listen.
Children in costumes they can barely see out of, and a steep drop. What could possibly go wrong?
Jesus! Was a cool dude. A beard, long hair, into woodwork, a hipster basically. He wouldn't have wanted us to do the same boring Christmas story year after year, right, parents? Exactly. He'd want a strictly vegetarian, multicultural fun fest with lots of pop songs and stuff about climate change, written by our resident genius, Sam. Over to you. Great speech, Sam. Right, strap in, shape up, and gird those loins for the three wise women! Woo-hoo! Hit it, Mrs. Beckles. Okay, Sam. Yeah!
Up.
After a very long journey on foot, because obviously we don't approve of flying, we've at last arrived in Bethlehem. Finally, we must find somewhere to stay because my wife Mary is pregnant.
Oh no! Stop.
It's a watermelon.
With a lot of watermelon.
Charlie,
quality improv.
We used to be shepherds, but now we're organic vegetable farmers. We have come to see Jesus with our flock of broccoli, sweet corn, aubergines, and a chickpea. And a chickpea!
Chickpea!
Who looks a bit like a potato?
Okay, so a little thought here. Why do they only do this? Why do they only mock the Christian holidays? Is it because other religions might blow them up? Is that the reason, the why? Because Christians, you know, again, do you find anything humorous, remotely funny about mocking the nativity story? Maybe it's just me. I'm just curious. They don't do this to any other religions. I'm not going to name a particular reason. I don't want to get blown up here. But no cartoons about goats? Nothing? Nothing humorous there? It's always the Christians. And they always love to target the Christians. But they always love to target the Christians during the Christian holidays. Anybody else notice that? Everybody else gets a pass. Even the Jews. The Jews, the Muslims, the Hindus, the Buddhists, everybody gets a pass except for the Christians, and it's fair game. And by the way, a lot of the attacks are coming from actual Christians, sleazy Christians. I don't know what happens when the Christians move to Hollywood, but they go woke, and they think it's okay to bash their religion. I never have understood that. It bothers me. It bothers me, ladies and gentlemen. So anyway, that's what you're paying for if you got a Netflix subscription. That's the kind of garbage. And by the way, that garbage is being directed at children. Right? So they're trying to send a message directly to the children. Oh, an interesting story north of the border. A grade school has now banned children from singing about Santa Claus and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And they're also not allowed to sing anything about Christmas. And the reason why they're doing this is because they want to be inclusive. Ah, there you go. All right, folks, got to scoot out. 5 o'clock Eastern tonight on Newsmax. We're going to have the very latest on that crazy school shooting in Wisconsin. Get out there. You be good, America.